Craig, well, 2-0 down, it was looking ominous, but then a brilliant turnaround. Just how pleased you with that victory in the end?
Yeah, delighted to pull out the 6-2 victory. I think at 2-0 down, we were saying, you know, we didn't know quite how good our Chinese players were, but we were saying if we can, if our second Chinese player can do the business against Steve Beerland, even if he was 1-0 down in that match, then we still thought we can turn it around and still win it even from 2-0 down, because a lot of the matches, you know, you saw how close a lot of the matches were. We knew they were, we always thought all the matches going into the team match were sort of 50-50 or very close, so we knew that we were still capable of doing it.
Yeah, of course, Ryota Kawai won the first game for London Academy, a very, very exciting game against Zhu, which finished deuce in the fifth. But then he came out the Zhu and just hammered his next opponent. Was it Dexter?
I think it was.
Which and Dexter looked to have played so well against Zhu in that first set. So, like you said, it was really weird watching the Chinese players just develop as the match went on.
Yeah, I think I really don't like playing Dexter. He's not a good style of game for me. He takes the ball so early, and I really struggle serve and receive. So going into the match, very rarely do I go into a match not confident about, but I wasn't looking forward to playing him at all, and I thought, you know, that probably didn't help me. I think I need to maybe make sure I'm a bit better prepared for playing him next time. And when our Chinese guy went on and he lost that first match that he did, we sort of thought, right, how nervous is he going to be? But almost losing that first match sort of calmed his nerves, and he came out against Dexter, and he was different class. So yeah, I think he's sort of set a standard for himself for the rest of the season, and hopefully he maintains it.
And Callum as well picked up a tremendous win over Matt that I think it's fair to say not many people saw coming before the match, which really did have a big input and big impact on the final result, because that just seemed to change the mood in the two teams.
That was massive. At 2-1 down, Matt's gone on undoubtedly favourite against Callum. But we've had Scottish boys have had a really good summer's training, and we knew that Callum had beaten Matt before, and we've had a really good summer's training, and we sort of we believed that he could do it. And he was up in the first set, and he sort of threw that one away. And to regain his composure, it was a hugely important match for us to go in 2-2. You know, our Chinese number one going on at 2-2 as opposed to 3-1 down is a huge difference. So,
and I won't need to tell you, to win the British League, it's the games against the teams like that, as much as they're a very strong side and they'll be challenging themselves, they're the sort of games that you do need to win. So just confidence wise how much has that helped the lads going into the next game?
Yeah, I mean, on a personal note for me, it was hugely important to win that match against Matt, so my head's right for the rest of the weekend and the rest of the year. I think, you know, something that Drumchapel we've been great as a team over the years has been beating the teams around us. You know, when we're battling for relegation to stay up a couple of years ago, in the big matches against the teams around us, we always managed to scrape out the wins, you know, or a point here, a point there, and that's been the difference for us, staying up in the league and winning it in the past. And without a doubt, that's a really strong team. We sort of looked to them before we started today and say if we can win this match, then it's a huge statement of intent for the rest of the season.
Would it be fair to say that you're one of the dark horses going into this campaign?
I think there's. The obvious team is Sycamore. They're the team to beat. They didn't win it last year, but they were very close to winning it last year, and I think they've shown their intent again with signing a couple of new players and domestic players as well, which is nice to see. And I think they will. They're the team to beat. But we'll go about our business this weekend, and if we can try and pick up at least another two wins before we play. If we can pick up the next two wins before we play Ormsby on Sunday evening, then it's to come out the weekend with 5 or 6 points would be fantastic.
Just a word on yourself, obviously had the defeat in the morning text, which you said you weren't confident about going on, but then you picked up a good win over Matt, you said you'd have a good summer as well. Are you pleased overall with where your game's at the minute?
Yeah, I had a good Liverpool Grand Prix, I played really well there. I really should have put away Ryota. It wasn't to be, but you know, the start of the season, it's about, you know, figuring out what your game is and trying the new things that you've been working on over the summer. And like I say, we had a good 5-6 week summer training block, the first two tournaments of the season are important for seeing where your game's at, trying the things that you've been training. And yeah, you know, we've got this tournament, and then I'm off to the European Championships in a couple of weeks' time, and it's been a fairly positive start to the season.